Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Red lights at the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We'll routine to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Red lights at the round table, our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme to our quiet dancing able. We're off the bat in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I am Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would
realize... Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hear ye, hear ye. King Chavez the Terrible. All rise for King Chavez the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. and the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Table. everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html, where you have access to not one, but four separate chat rooms. As well as if you scroll down underneath that, those four chat rooms, there's a link for People for People Radio Network. Go over there and join those wonderful folks as well. So, with that said, information war, know your place and shut your face. That's the way it's going down today, I guess. So, I'm going to try to play a couple things. I got to maybe tinker with some volumes here, and hopefully I'll get this sorted out.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Sounds pretty powerful, right? Well, let's move right along here for a second.
After this new algorithm was implemented, that there was a tremendous bias against conservative news and content and a favorable bias towards liberal content. Was there a directive to put a bias in? And first, are you aware of this bias that many people have looked at and analyzed and seen?
Congressman, this is a really important question. There is absolutely no directive in any of the changes that we make to have a bias in anything that we do. To the contrary, our goal is to be a platform for all ideas.
Do you subjectively manipulate your algorithms to prioritize or censor speech?
Congresswoman, we don't think about what we're doing is censoring speech. I think that there are types of content like terrorism that I think that we all agree we do not want to have on our service.
Why is Facebook censoring conservative bloggers such as Diamond and Silk? Facebook called them unsafe to the community. That is ludicrous. They hold conservative views. That isn't unsafe. What's your response to...
Congressman, in that specific case, our team made an enforcement error, and we have already gotten in touch with them to reverse it.
How does Facebook objectively determine what is acceptable news and what safeguards exist to ensure that, say, religious or conservative content is treated fairly? There's an issue of content discrimination, and it's not a problem unique to Facebook. There's a number of high-profile examples of edge providers engaging in blocking and censoring religious and conservative political content. In November, FCC Chairman Pai even said that edge providers routinely block or discriminate against content they don't like.
This is obviously a serious allegation. How would you respond to such an allegation, and what is Facebook doing to ensure that its users are being treated fairly and objectively by content reviewers?
Congresswoman, the principle that we're a platform for all ideas is something that I care very deeply about. I am worried about bias, and we take a number of steps to make sure that none of the changes that we make are targeted at in any kind of biased way.
Oh, really now? All right, so moving right along. We're going to scoot through these pretty quick, because then I got to call somebody real quick. Let's go here.
Time now for our Defending the First series, where we expose the enemies of the First Amendment, free expression, and free thought. The Media Research Center released a devastating report today documenting the censorship of conservative speech by Silicon Valley's tolerant tech giants. Among the findings, claims from former employees that Facebook hides conservative content from the trending section were backed up by a detailed study. Google, YouTube, and Twitter partner with leftist groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center that hate conservatives. And check this out. Of the 25 members on the panel that guides Twitter's policies, 12 are liberals, and there's only one conservative. I can't believe there's one. Shocking, well, but not surprising, is it? For more details, we're joined by Brent Bozell, founder of the very important, indispensable Media Research Center. Brent, first of all, it's great to have you. First appearance on the show, man.
How are you?
Where have you been? Tell us what you found.
Well, it's a massive study done by my colleagues Dan Gaynor and Ashley Goldenberg. It's 50 pages. Documenting what conservatives have been suggesting has been happening. This is, it sounds hyperbolic, but Laura, this is true. This is the emerging, the greatest censorship of free speech worldwide in the history of man. And let me explain this. The left is on a jihad against conservative thought. It's happening in academia, in entertainment, in business, religion, everywhere. Everywhere where they're attacking, they're suppressing conservative thought. Now they're going to the social media giants. These social media giants have audiences in the billions. And what we've shown in this massive report is whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Google or YouTube, they're all employing different tactics to go against conservatives.
Let's go through some of them. We have a full screen on this. Censorship of conservative speech. Here's some examples. Google search aids Democrats and study found that 2016 campaign searches were biased in favor of Hillary Clinton. YouTube shutting down conservative channels by mistake by removing videos that promote right-wing political views. And tech companies Facebook and Google are relying on anti-conservative fact-checkers like Snopes and Wikipedia. Now, why is Wikipedia, for our viewers out there, why is that a... left-wing.
Well, if you look at so many things Wikipedia does, it puts a liberal spin against conservatives on a regular basis.
We always have to edit my page.
Well,
I know that.
Well, I've had to do it. I've had to
right?
do it.
I've stopped looking. It's easier that way.
They just insert
right.
nasty stuff about you. No, they've been partnering. YouTube has been partnering with them to unmask conservatives and to go against conservative content and to uncover these awful conservatives and what they're doing.
You say that war is being declared on the conservative movement and conservatives are losing badly. If the right is silenced, billions of people will be cut off from conservative ideals. It goes on, but we'll just stop it there. That's really true, isn't it? Because even though the Soviets suppress speech, China suppresses speech, we're talking about, in effect, a global effort to suppress or silence conservatives. I mean, you've seen, you know, the nonsense that's happened to shows like mine. They try to do it with Rush and others. This is what they do. They don't want to debate because they're losing on the substance, are they not? They want to silence. But with the power of high tech, Brent, what can we, the consumers of information and others watching, what can they do?
Well, the first thing you have to do is recognize what is going on right now. You know, Jack Dorsey is the CEO of Twitter. He put these things in this right perspective. Just recently, he promoted an article that called for the destruction of the conservative movement. Promoted it.
Yeah, he retweeted it.
So it's not just happening in the United States. It's all over the world that the left is militant. Conservatives have to recognize this, and conservatives have to start looking for new homes.
Our own platforms?
I think we're going to have
our groups that hold them accountable.
But Mark Zuckerberg
beyond yours,
knows if conservative leads, if they leave the business model for these social media giants, collapses.
Use your power with businesses, high tech,
and
everybody.
Congratulations that
speech.
Your audience is up 20% ever since they went after you.
Well, you know, there's always a glass half full here on the Ingram angle. Brent, thank you. We're gonna link this up on my Facebook page. Everybody needs to read it and support the efforts that you're doing. I don't know what we'd do without Media Research Center, frankly. Thank you so much.
Okay, moving right along here.
Well, a handful of tech companies increasingly dominate the daily lives of Americans. What could go wrong? Whether you're shopping, socializing, working, or learning, odds are you'll be spending an awful lot of time using Amazon, Facebook, Google, and a couple of others. Can we count on the goodwill of these companies? That's a rhetorical question. Dennis Prager operates Prager University, which creates videos online to educate people. He's recently sued Google and its subsidiary, YouTube. He says they've deliberately restricted his videos, so they have less reach and are ineligible for ad revenue. Dennis Prager joins us tonight. Dennis, that's a heavy-duty charge. Clearly, I don't think you would have filed a lawsuit without evidence to support it. Tell us what you know, why they did this to you.
They have placed on their restricted list. That means that it can't be viewed in libraries, in schools, or any home that filters out pornography, for example. Cannot be seen in any of those places. Our videos are as innocent as exists on the internet. Four Pulitzer Prize winners, professors from Stanford, MIT, Harvard, Yale. I mean, it is about as normative and conservative, but we don't only have conservatives. Alan Dershowitz has given a number of videos, and by the way, his video was placed on the restricted list as well. When you understand which ones, for example, I gave a video, and I only give 15% of the 260 or so videos that are there, and they're all 5 minutes long. We have 500 million views this year, so it's rather large. This is a big deal, this suit. And I have a video, for example, on the Ten Commandments. So I have 1 5-minute video per commandment. The one that I have on Thou Shalt Not Murder, how's that? That has been placed on the restricted list. We have a video, America
That's
Must
dimension.
Lead. So do liberals have a video, America Must Lead, but our America Must Lead, and I believe it was given by Brett Stephens, not exactly a flaming conservative, even that was placed on the restricted list. It's all entirely due to our content and being conservative. And they need to be called on this.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. What you've said, and I believe you because I know you, and I know that you're a religious and moral man, and you're smart, so you bring this argument to them, to Google and its subsidiary YouTube, and you say, why are you doing this to me?
Right.
What was their response?
Inappropriate for children.
Well, but, did they give examples?
There is no answer. No, that's it. They have a stock phrase, but we actually finally got it from a human, not from some automatic response. And they still said inappropriate, but we still don't understand why. We have a Victor Davis Hanson,
yes,
whom I'm sure you know. He's
a
wonderful human being.
Yes.
He gives a 5-minute course on the history of the Korean War. That if America looks good, censored is probably an appropriate word. It's restricted. If Israel looks good, it's restricted. It's almost predictable what they would restrict. And it's the point is this, that they should say, look, we are liberal or left-wing organizations. We don't want to give a forum for others.
Yeah.
And then I have no issue. But they say they have too much forum
over our information.
And that's not honest.
Dennis, please tell us what happens with the suit. Thank you for that.
I will.
All right, moving right along here. Last but not least.
Well, YouTube seems to have changed their all-powerful algorithm again, and now when you simply search for my name, none of my videos show up as the top search results. Well, at least they show that I have a channel up there at the top, but none of the top search results are my videos. But let's see what happens when we search for YouTube darlings, The Young Turks, shall we? Oh, hey, look at the top search results are from The Young Turks channel. All the search results, in fact. What about the liberal host, David Pakman? Oh, gee, look at that. Oh, here's the latest from the David Pakman show, and has all of his videos at the top. In fact, his videos are the only videos that show up in the search results. Let's try one more liberal channel, Secular Talk. And, of course, it has all of his videos up at the top, and even includes the latest. And almost every video in the search results are his videos. Or, in fact, all of them are his videos. Every single one. I've been wondering why the channel hasn't been growing like it should be, and the views have been dropping, and I've been noticing a lot of comments like this. I don't know if Mark will see this, but I just wanted to point out that I usually search for Mark Dice in the YouTube search bar, and for as long as I can remember, his latest video would be the first result. Now the top search results are videos about him, like conspiracy theorist Mark Dice, blah, blah, blah. I don't agree with everything you say, Mark, but YouTube and all these tech companies are really pushing this bleep, and it's complete BS. Ronald says, Mark, it's getting harder and harder to find your videos. I think we've detected a little bias here, YouTube. What a surprise. And YouTube's parent company, Alphabet, just lost $70 billion of their market capitalization because, as their executives admit, they changed the algorithm on YouTube to favor mainstream media channels instead of what people are actually looking for. Their chief financial officer said that changes to the YouTube algorithm caused lower engagement in ad revenue growth on the site. And let's not forget it was just last week that a new study confirms common sense that a handful of left-leaning stories dominate Google's top search results. Here's Democrat Congressman Ted Deutch from Florida pressuring a YouTube executive in a recent congressional hearing to change the algorithms even more.
Our goal is to promote authoritative content to our users. So we have two principles that guide the way here. That's the first one, is we want to provide users with authoritative, trustworthy information.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I only have a minute and a half, and I don't really need to hear what you're trying to provide. I want to know how you're dealing with all these conspiracy theorists on your platform.
So the first way is by demoting low-quality content and promoting more authoritative content, and the second is by providing more transparency for users. So we're introducing boxes that provide factual information at the top of results that have shown themselves to turn up a lot of information that is counterfactual, such as searching for the Earth is flat on YouTube, where you see a lot of...
Your response is to put a box saying, nope, the Earth is not flat.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, I get it now. YouTube thinks I make low-quality content, so they're downranking my search results in favor of boosting CNN. Of course, everything liberals say is exactly the opposite of reality. They say they're trying to suppress conspiracy theories on YouTube, which means they're boosting CNN, the conspiracy news network. When the whole Jussie Smollett hoax happened, Media Matters was upset that facts were showing up in the search results on Twitter and on YouTube, saying that the Twitter search suggestions promoted it's a right-wing smear that it was a hoax, and hoax allegations also neared top of YouTube search results. Maybe somebody should tell Media Matters that Jussie was arrested for the hoax, and now a judge has ordered that the entire case be unsealed. Look at this, they took screenshots and they're furious that the search suggestions on Twitter for Smollett were Smollett hoax and Smollett fake. And they posted this screenshot of the search results on YouTube, showing that the top two results were from the Today Show, the CBS Morning News, perpetuating the hoax, and then from TMZ and some other channels, also perpetuating the hoax. And then there's one video in there that says that something isn't right with it. They captioned it, far-right social media accounts in the past have been able to manipulate algorithms on social media platforms like YouTube by acting in coordination to inauthentically game the results. No morons in this case, and in almost every other, the mainstream media accounts, which were artificially inflated to the top, were all wrong. All fake news. The independent, organic YouTubers were right again. But Congressman Jerry Nadler says it's just a conspiracy theory that they're suppressing us.
Before we delve into these questions, I must first dispense with a completely illegitimate issue, which is the fantasy dreamed up by some conservatives that Google and other online platforms have an anti-conservative bias. As I've said repeatedly, no credible evidence supports this right-wing conspiracy theory.
The editor-in-chief of The Verge, a pretty popular online media outlet, last year called for cable companies like Comcast, Verizon, and others to drop Fox News. He later deleted the tweet after growing backlash, but it's saved in the Internet archives. Thankfully, President Trump is sounding the alarm about all this madness, and he recently tweeted, quote, "When is Twitter going to allow the very popular conservative voices that it has viciously shut down back into the open? It is time." I don't like the name drop, and it's better that some conversations remain private, but I have exchanged DMs on Twitter with some people very, very close to the president. And I just noticed that the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Ajit Pai, just followed me on Twitter. So just know that there's a lot of people in some high places paying very close attention about what's going on. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, and if you haven't already, click the bell next to the subscribe button and select Get All Notifications, so you get an alert every morning when I post a new video. Oh, and through Memorial Day, you can get 10% off any one of my shirts at markdice.com if you enter the promo code FANFAVE in the checkout. So click the link in the description below to take you over to the store, or just go to markdice.com, check out some of the awesome shirts over there, and of course, they're all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie. Don't forget that I write books too, like The True Story of Fake News, How Mainstream Media Manipulates Millions, in paperback on amazon.com, or download the ebook onto your tablet from any of the major ebook stores.
Okay, and then I'm going to play this one more time, this one right here, and then tell you why it makes me mad.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words. America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
All right, so let me make a quick call. Hi, lady, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Cool.
I had to turn it off.
I gotta watch the volumes over here, so if anybody in the chat rooms happen to hear buzzing in the background, let me know, because I'm trying to get that sorted out. But anyway, I just played, again, something Ronald Reagan said about, you know, about all the war heroes and all this kind of stuff there. Regardless of what you think of the wars, such as Vietnam or Korea or any of the other conflicts around the world, one of the things stands true about all of these men and women from multiple different nations. It wasn't just the United States that fought in World War One and World War Two and Korea and Vietnam. There were other allies that were involved in it as well. But the thing about the common denominator that each and every one of them had was the fact that they were fighting for what they believed to be freedom. And so when it comes down to censorship of any side of the fence on there, these folks out there who had sacrificed, the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, their families, everything, so that people could be free, it really makes me angry when people want to try to, you know, censor free speech. Now, if you don't have an option to have a redress against your government, if you can't speak out against your government, or if you can't speak out against, you know, causes that you disagree with, then that's obviously not freedom of speech. The way that these social media platforms are working and the algorithms that they put in place in order to silence those that they disagree with is to me, and hopefully to you, if you're, you know, intellectually honest with yourself and the world, that these people out there died for the freedom for these other people out there to quite literally be jerks. The social justice warriors of the world, you know, where maybe they might have a good cause as far as making sure everybody's taken care of, but to run around and disrespect the way that so many people had sacrificed just to give them that freedom to act the way that they do. You know, this is this old saying that you should always be careful what you wish for, because you might actually get it. If these folks actually get what they want, I wonder how happy they're actually going to be. Because in reality, there are certain segments of society, you know, that people are trying to shove into other societies to get these two societies to clash, these two cultures or whatever. Actually, could very well be more than two, as many cultures, but nonetheless, I'll get to that as well. But when these folks have a history of saying that, just hypothetically, let's say gay rights, for example, these folks don't, they don't go in for gay rights. All right, and so, you know, you're a social justice warrior. You want everyone to be included, and so they're all included. Next thing you know, now you're under the Sharia law or whatever, and suddenly everything you just fought for. Wait a second, what happened here? And I don't understand where it is when it comes down to freedom. If you want the freedom to be able to speak yourself, why would you want to try to suppress those who are trying to speak for themselves? Not everybody's going to agree. We get that, you know. And, you know, it's the checks and balances necessary. But if it's a one-sided deal to where you can only have a liberal point of view and conservatives are constantly being censored, well, then everything that those men and women in the prior, militaries or whatever, the wars or skirmishes, whatever you want to call them, for whatever reason, they sacrificed their lives for nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. And that makes me mad, because I personally come from a long line of military people. A long line. And the fact that my grandfather and my uncles and relatives throughout my history had went out there and put their lives on the line just so that these individuals could try to push some sort of crazy agenda and tell anyone in this world that they can't have a voice. No, sir, that isn't how it works. No, ma'am, that is not how it works. You think that you can take away that United States Constitution and those Bill of Rights after all the bodies that are laying out there in Arlington Cemetery and all over the world? You think that you can just walk in there and because your feelings are hurt that you can't allow somebody to exercise their rights? No, sir. No, ma'am. That is not how it works. These ladies and gentlemen that sacrificed everything, I mean everything, they sacrificed their lives, they sacrificed their families, they sacrificed their treasures, they sacrificed everything. And for any entity, whether it be corporate or individual, to spit on that, that makes me mad. That digs deep down inside and gets me really, really angry. Because as a child, when I sat there and I looked at my grandfather who was standing there in the living room in his shorts, and I could see scars from his heel all the way up to the back of his neck. And I didn't find out till later on in life what actually occurred, how he ended up getting wounded like that. But the misery that he went through and the miracle that he was to survive what he experienced in World War II, it's not something that's easily forgotten once you know the truth. Now, regardless of whether the leadership of the world decided that they were going to falsely take us into war, that's neither here nor there. It's that individual that believed that they were doing the right thing to fight for freedom that I'm talking about. And those folks that think it's okay to either wipe your bottom with the American flag or step on it or burn it, you know, that's their freedom of speech. Sure, okay, yeah, we allow you to be nasty because, you know, you have freedom of speech. But in your nastiness, you're forgetting about those individuals out there who quite literally sacrificed everything so that you could be nasty like that. And these companies out there, and anyone who would support these companies out there, whether it be the mainstream media or alternative media that would try to silence the voices of the people, are spitting in the faces of every single veteran from every single nation worldwide. Doesn't matter what they thought they were fighting for, whether it was reality or not. These folks thought that they were doing the right thing. They were protecting their nations. They were protecting freedom. They were trying to defend the weak and the helpless. And yet, you got these people out there today that are completely and utterly disrespectful to the lives lost I don't like war. I despise war. I despise every reason why we go to war. The majority of all the wars out here are totally uncalled for anyway, because they have to do with resources. They have to do with finances, all of which we have resolutions to. But even that solution, even that voice is being suppressed around the world. The shows that we do here on the Knights of the Round Table and People for People Radio Network and all that kind of stuff, do you think that we get top billing on Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, any of those? No, if we say the wrong thing, we too are censored. Now, I have actually been certain incidences where we've actually been attacked on our servers so that we couldn't say the things that we needed to say. But once again, it goes back to the people that had sacrificed every doggone thing that they had. Why don't you think about that for a second? It's one thing to walk away from your family and go out to a foreign nation and have to fight with somebody. But to know that there's a possibility that you can never, ever, ever go back to see your family, and that your family will never see your face again. Sorry for my language, but I'm about to say it. It really pisses me off. How you doing, Patty?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? I want to know if you're swimming yet.
Swimming? Dang close, because it's been raining for 40 months and 40 years.
Yeah, tell me about it. We just got through with a bad storm, just came through here, so it'll be there in a couple hours, just saying. Censorship. There's a reason behind this, and it really doesn't have anything to do with the politics of the day, although they're trying really hard to make it that way. And you're right, it's absurd what they are censoring, but they're censoring the logical, analytical thoughts that are coming out. They're questioning the reasons for what's being done, and one of the first casualties in a tyrannical system is thought and speech. Those things can't be allowed to persist in such a system, because they continually will cause a blowback to the control.
You posted a link up on the People for People Skype chat, I believe. Whistleblowers reveal that UN planned invasion by refugees into the U.S. is already underway.
Yeah.
This is why I believe what you're saying, that this is a lot more than just freedom of speech. This is a deliberate attack on society. Flat out.
Yeah. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Worldwide. And I just saw a couple of I watched when it was happening, but the Tommy Robinson thing that happened in the UK, and how it was spun by the media, and saying that Tommy Robinson and his supporters were the instigators, while we know for a fact, and they tried to say that it was Muslims, but I'm not sure it was, because I've seen Antifa at work and I've seen Muslims at work, and when Muslims go to the street, they're not afraid to show their faces, they're not afraid to fly their flags, they're not afraid to yell out their slogans, and Antifa are always masked, they're always in black, they're always destructive, with no real statements to be heard. Well, I watched what was typical of Antifa and the police presence that really just brought the two sides together so that there could be this fight between them, you know, and so they can spin this either way they want, because they turn the camera in whichever direction they want, and that's what you get to see. Well, if we look at everything that's going on, the ones they're silencing are the ones that are turning the camera in the opposite direction and saying, wait, look at this. You know, wait a minute. This is what really happened. Well, those are the people you aren't seeing. And what does that smack of, Shaziz? That, you know, that smacks of totalitarianism. That smacks of tyrannical systems. You don't find that in any other system but a system that seeks to totally control its people and its citizens. You've got the UK now that is saying, okay, now you're going to have to turn in your knives. You know, you can't be trusted with your knives. And next they're going to take your garden implements. And next they're going to take this and they're going to take that. You know, no more baseball for you guys. Oh, and the baseball, the bat is one thing, but the baseball can hurt you too, so you can't have that. It's the same thing they're going to do here. They're not going to give up on the Second Amendment and taking it away. They're not going to give up on the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment. They're going to continually attack our rights as people. You know, governments, that's the one thing people, they don't think about. They think, my government's trying to take my rights away. Your government didn't give them to you. The Constitution does not give rights. It says that your government will protect those rights. But the government can't protect those rights. Nobody can protect those rights. You're the only one that can protect those rights.
I agree.
You know?
But for those folks... Sorry.
Yeah.
For those folks that that sacrificed everything to do just that, this is why the frustration of any type of censorship like that. Look, here on Shaziz Radio, we're not foul-mouthed heathens, so we got respect for people. We're not going to sit there and drop the F-bomb every 5 seconds and try to get our point across. We want to try to be inclusive. So that's kind of a self-censorship. That's a choice. All right? But when it comes down to mainstream media's being able to guide and manipulate and propagandize, and governments, sitting congressmen being able to sit there and say it's all right for social media platforms to decide who is conspiracy and who's not, that's a whole different ball game, if you understand what I'm saying. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And, you know, this is another thing, too, is that we have to use our own discernment, and we have to say, what is wrong with me speaking my mind? Who can tell me that I don't have a right to speak my mind? Who's going to tell me that? Because I'm going to tell them, you don't have a right to tell me that. If I don't have the right to speak my mind, then you don't have the right to speak your mind. And if we keep going in this direction, and you keep supporting the fact to shut up conservatives because you don't like conservatives, then you're going to lose your free speech too.
That's true.
It's not a one-sided thing.
That's true. And the scary portion about what's actually occurring, mostly on college campuses, is that the mentality of that, whatever you want to call it, liberal or, it's nuts. Doggone, Mark Dice calls it a disease or something, but it's crazy because these folks out there, they are actually out there getting violent with people because of their, you know, conservative views or, you know, religious beliefs or whatever, and they are flat out hateful to people. They're violent, they're hateful. And it's the same thing that they profess that they're fighting against. So you're going to beat somebody up to protest violence? Really? I mean,
but
come
you
on.
Know, the thing of it is I don't think they would be like this unless they were encouraged to be this way.
Well, yeah. I mean, Maxine Waters was telling them to go out and get in people's faces. She's a sitting congresswoman.
And Antifa has been paid. You know, it's a paid group. They get paid. It's no secret. They admit it, and they're proud of it. That's what they do. They get paid to go and protest. And if the right were to pay them, they would go and protest on the right side. It doesn't matter to them. It's money. You know, it's fame. It's what they want. But the people aren't seeing this. And the people, you know, when they have these protests, you have these people that are emotionally invested in life. You know, they're in their 20s. Of course, they live in the now, and they don't see the future. They're not looking that far. They don't want to look that far. They want to be in the now, and they want to be alive, and they want to feel like they have an impact. So if they give them a venue, and they say, you've got free rein, and you can be as out of control as you want, you can be as crazy as you want, say whatever you want, why wouldn't they do that? These are young kids. It's what they do. Hey, watch this, guys, you know? Yeah. That's what they do.
Well,
they want to push the envelope. They want to do the thing that will get them the most thumbs up, you know?
The craziness that we've had to witness within the last, I'd say, 5 years at least, some of the things, you know, like, for example, they want to put a statue of Baphomet up to the baby Jesus during Christmas time, or they want to take Christmas completely out of it, you know, or whatever, you know, it just boggles my mind. Everything nasty that you could possibly do just because you don't believe in the way that somebody else thinks. One lady on a video I just watched yesterday said, whether she was joking or not, it just didn't ring funny to me, that it was all right to have an abortion all the way up to 3 years old.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It is insane. It is insane. It is insane. I agree. I can't argue with you there. The insanity is just, it's what's being promoted now. They're taking away, it reminds me so much of 1984. It really does.
Yeah.
Because, war is peace. You know, truth is lies. You know, this is, and they're actually saying these things. They're actually putting this out there in the news media, even government officials. You have government officials that are saying, go into these restaurants and attack these people. Go to their homes and attack these people. You know?
What I want to know, though, about that particular deal, what I want to know is, why aren't they being held accountable? Because obviously it's illegal to go into a doggone crowded theater and shout fire. If you and I did it, we'd be in jail. But yet, here's a sitting Congress lady telling people just what you said. Go in there and get in their faces.
They're not even welcome. They're even live at their news conferences saying that somebody should go and kill the president.
Yeah.
You know, this is you know, when I hear stuff like this, I know that and this is coming from government officials. Somebody in the street, an individual, you know, I could understand them being upset and angry and saying something like that. But these are your government representatives. These are the people that are in control of everybody's lives. And they are saying, go kill the president of this country.
Yeah.
How absurd is that? Why is that allowed?
If we said that, we'd have the Secret Service at our doorstep. If we even so much as joked about it, we'd have the Secret Service sitting on our doorstep.
Yeah. And you see, this is the thing. And Mace said something in the chat that really, she's right on it, because they allow the controversy by showing you the person on the right. And they're standing up and they're speaking logic, and then they're going to show you on the left how they're attacking. This is all programmed. This is all mind control. This is steering you in the right direction. They have to have that friction between people, because they're going to bring in a system that is going to take care of all this hate that's being manufactured. It's going to take care of all of this division that's being being put out there. The Muslim issue that's out there. Oh my gosh, these people have to adopt this multiculturalism. Well, no, you cannot, because it's two totally different cultures that will not ever mesh together. We all know that. Anybody with logic can see that, right?
Yeah, well, that's
why
the whole
thing. Why are they pushing
thing?
It together? Well, they're pushing it together for one simple reason, one purpose, because it's the best way to take a country and bring it into chaos.
Yeah.
For them to come in and step down and say, wait a minute, you guys can't behave. Alright, we're going to have to take control.
It's to destabilize society so that they have an excuse to use things like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act. And they're using, quite literally, and I hate to say it because I don't like to be rude to people, but they're using ignorant people to help this process along. I mean, these folks out here that claim to be social justice warriors, alright, I get it. I don't hate somebody because they're a Muslim. But when you read all the research that's available on that particular, culture, it's obviously not going to jive with the same people who are out there supposedly being social justice warriors. You think if you go over there in the Middle East and want to practice your same freedom of speech with your gay pride flag or, your hateful content, you think that these people aren't going to hold you accountable for what you're saying or doing? And,
well,
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, logically, what happens is when you put a lion in a cage with a lamb.
Well, it's probably not going to fare too well unless that lamb has got something up his sleeve.
Because it's two totally different species and two totally different ways about going. One's a predator and one's a prey.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not calling Muslims predators. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm making a comparison because their culture is one of strict ideology and adherence to that ideology, and they have no compulsion against putting out the punishments for it. Then you have the European, which are, hey, let's talk about it. Come on, let's be civilized. Let's sit here and have a talk and let's hash this out. You put both of those cultures together,
and
there's going to be a clash. Yes.
Well, just because of a label, if I call myself a Christian in that community, I'm an infidel, all right? That's already given. That's what the book says, according to what I've understood. Everybody's, said that it's all over in the Quran and stuff like that. Look, I'm not going to bash their deal, but it's obvious that culture and this culture aren't going to jive with each other. And it's not just that. It's like, when you flood an entire society with all different refugees from all different backgrounds, you know it's not going to work out so well. There are some places where it's all right to urinate in public. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, here in the United States...
Bourbon Street.
Yeah, here in the United States, it's not. You can go to jail for that. You can end up on a sex offender list for that. All right, but
on Bourbon Street during
but you see my point though,
right?
And so the laws that
and
we're
in Los Angeles, it's they can poop in the streets there now.
Yeah, that's sad, but either way, the point is that we're accustomed to laws and regulations that we as citizens of America got to abide by, that we all agreed to abide by. And then you're going to try to throw in a bunch of different cultures that don't abide by the same thing. You know, there's things out there like flag etiquette, that talk about, one nation's flag shouldn't be higher than your nation's flag or whatever. But yet, it's okay for another group of individuals to bring their flag from the country that they supposedly fled to find a better life into America, and then be waving that banner at the same time while trying to tell an American citizen, young man or woman, that they cannot wear a shirt that has American flag on during this particular day, or they can't, you know, display their flag as a pride for their, you know, patriotism, whatever. The hypocrisy is ridiculous, but it's not because you're worried you're going to make somebody feel bad. It's because they want that person to get angry about that, not being able to wear that shirt with that American flag on it. Because, hey, that's not right. The justice isn't right. It's not balanced out. You see what I'm saying? They want that person to be upset.
Right. And it's like, you know, we say Muslim because that's the tool being used. But it's no different. Like I said, you cannot take two separate cultures that clash, two ideologies that clash, two religions that clash, two government systems that clash, put them together and expect it to work out. You have a culture, and this culture has strict guidelines. They live under that rule.
The burqa alone.
For hundreds, thousands of years.
The burqa alone. But how many women on this world, how many American women who have been used to being free to wear the clothes that they want to wear and be like they want to be, how many of them are going to follow Sharia law and wear one of those into public? And then what happens when you offend somebody because you're not wearing one and they stone you in the middle of the street?
But you see, it's not going to go that far. I mean, the Muslims, they're not going to take over. It's the fear that they're promoting out there that
that's
the Muslims are going to take over.
That's
what
the
they're
point
trying
right there
to do is get the people to be so at each other that there's a reason to come in and take control. And that's why your governments are being shown to be so corrupt right now. That's why your people are being so divided right now. That's why religions are being shown to be perverse now. That is why every aspect of your society is crumbling and being shown to be bad and ineffective, because they want you to say, we can't take any more of this, something has to be done. And when it gets so out of hand, then the UN will come in, they will take control, and there will be a new government erected that will be in control of everybody. And we will be looking at just day and night. You know, we wonder, 10 years ago, how did we get here? How did we get to this point today from 10 years ago? Well, tomorrow you could wake up in a totally different control system.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we're going. What all of this is leading to.
We're always living under the threat of doomsday, such as climate change, which we all know is a crock. And we're all living under the threat of the economy crashing and that the dollar collapsing and so on. They're constantly putting something fear-related on the table to either believe that you're going to be taken over by communists or Muslims or, you know, some group or another, or that the conservatives are terrorists or, you know, racist or hateful, and that they've been constantly bombarding everybody from every single direction. So it boggles my mind why these individuals who call themselves social justice warriors are out there being basically used as a tool to further that agenda. When they finally get what they think they want, are they going to be happy when it becomes not legal to, dress a certain way, or not legal to speak a certain way, when you don't have the freedom to talk and have a redress of a grievance against your government. If you speak out against the government, you'll go to a re-education camp. When these social justice warriors get what they think they want, the end of capitalism, and in comes communism or Marxism or any of the isms that you keep hearing about or whatever, then are they going to be satisfied with the end result of what actually comes about? Because right now they're just being used. Antifa is being used. They may be getting paid, they might be thinking they're having a good time, but I guarantee you when the stuff hits the fan, they don't realize that they're waking up a sleeping giant. The American people might be tolerant to their own demise to a large extent. But you come around and you start killing family members, you start rounding people up or start telling you're going to take the guns out of somebody's house, something that they own, there's going to be some that'll comply out of fear, but there's going to be the majority who are going to be willing to quite literally go through a second civil war. And that, my friend, I hope that never, ever occurs. Because the United States, when the first Civil War happened, there were very few people involved in that Civil War that actually fought in that Civil War. Nowadays, the weaponry as opposed to the weaponry back then, the mentality as opposed to the mentality back then, you're talking apples and oranges. You're talking about a difference in culture of way back in the 1800s all the way to the modern day, where it's okay to say and do things, and it's a kill or be killed, and you got the first person shooter games, and people are desensitized to what it means to take a human life. So if it comes down to an all-out civil war here in the United States, there's going to be a whole lot of people that don't care who you are, what you look like, how you dress, what kind of belief system you got, whether you are any of the multiple new genders that are out there, and they're not going to care about your rights, they're not going to care about your feelings, and that is a danger that a lot of these individuals who are out there pushing the buttons of all the people who had ever sacrificed anything for this nation or any other nation for that matter are overlooking big time. You think I'm wrong?
No, but there's another part of the puzzle that nobody's even looking at, which is the biggest threat of all. You know, when it comes down to it, they'll control the people.
Sure.
Because they've already implemented the AI system. It's already out there. It's not coming. It's already out there. You hold it in your hand. You turn it on to get on the internet. When you turn the TV on. When you plug in your refrigerator. When you start your car. Everything is connected. When you use your prepaid debit card.
Oh, yeah. That's a danger in itself.
People think that, oh, I've got a prepaid debit card, then I'm pretty good. No, they still know who you are. They're going to track you.
They can shut it off if they want. They can shut it off. They can delete all the numbers on your account if they want. They're getting control of your money. They're getting control of your food. They're getting control of your water. They're getting control of your health supplies. And so that's how they're going to attempt to control the people, is by denying them any of those resources if they don't comply.
That's what the rollout to cryptocurrency is all about. If you look in whatever country you're in, you'll find out that they are developing their own cryptocurrency exchange system. It's not going to be quite like what they have now. It's going to be trackable, and they're going to know who you are and where you are and why you are and what you are. And they're going to implement this system that China has rolled out and that has been very successful for China. They have rooted out the bad guys, believe me, they have rooted out the lower echelon of what they call no goods, because they don't aspire or they think differently. They don't comply for whatever reason. And this is what is going to be rolled out, and it is being rolled out in small percentages in every country right now. Your credit system is being rolled into this system right now, to where if you don't have the right credit, you don't get to do certain things. You don't get this loan over here. You don't get accepted into this university. You can't do that. Here in the United States, if you don't have a gold star on your driver's license by, I think it's 2020, you can't go into a federal building. You can't get on any state or federally funded transportation. You can't get into some universities. You can't fly on a plane. You can't go across a border without these little stars that say, we checked this person out and we got them controlled. We've got them on our system.
Yeah, isn't
if
that
you
not
don't
insane?
Comply. Yeah.
The small on a smaller level, that if you don't have good credit, the doggone insurance companies are getting by with charging you more money because of your credit rating.
Yes, yes. And if you don't have insurance, what happens? You can't drive.
Yeah.
And you can't get a driver's license. You can't do anything. When you go, like you said, you go to the bank, you want to get a loan, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to pull up that system check, and it's going to say whether you're a good risk, bad risk, or don't give you anything. Because and it's not going to have to do with your ability to pay. It's going to have to do with who you are and what you said and where you posted, and are you a deviant?
Yeah.
You know? Did you not comply with this or that? It has nothing to do with your ability to pay. It has to do with how good a citizen you are.
Well, that's why these doggone gun laws are so important, because with the wrong gun law passed, you could be deemed to be a criminal overnight just for owning a firearm.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to turn it in, then you have to run the risk that you might be arrested or something like that. But I can tell you, there's a lot of people that aren't going to comply.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that they're aware of that. The last beacon of freedom that you can, if you're honest about it, is the United States, is because we still have those rights to some extent, at least on the surface anyway. But when in reality, they're constantly violating their oath of office and not upholding the Constitution, because they're constantly picking at the Second Amendment. Plain and simple, says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No ifs, ands, or anything like that. It says shall not be infringed. So any little thing that has come along after that is flat out unconstitutional. But the people have tolerated all these little things under the guise of protection. And I think it was Thomas Jefferson that said the price to freedom was eternal vigilance, and those that would, exchange safety for freedom deserve. I can't even remember how it's actually. Do you remember how that phrase actually goes? That they deserve neither. I don't know if it's Benjamin. I can't even remember who said it anymore. I'm just so aggravated. But nonetheless, there were some quotes in history about protecting your freedom, and the fact that we were given a representative republic if we could hang on to it. And every single time you listen to the mainstream media or the so-called leaders of the world, they're trying to call us a democracy. We're not a democracy. We've never been a democracy, but they keep on pounding it into the heads of all the people. And even the people start saying we're a democracy. We're not a democracy. There's a big difference between a representative republic and a democracy. But yet they continuously indoctrinate and propagandize people to the average Joe is thinking, no, oh, democracy sounds good. That means everybody gets a voice. No, that's like 99 wolves trying to decide with the one sheep in the crowd what they're going to have for dinner. You think the one sheep gets a choice? No. And one sheep's going to be on the menu. And that's why I represented a republic, and that's why the doggone electoral college was put into place, so that large states like California couldn't, control, who got elected every single time, because you'll never have enough votes to beat that. Which is another reason why this immigration thing and all these supposed refugees are flooding our borders, is because these folks know that they're going to be able to sucker these people into voting for the side that's going to give them the most stuff. And
well, you know, here's the thing, too, is that there is a big argument against the illegal immigration thing. But there's a side that people, and I have a opinion on that myself, but I'm not going there because that's not what we need to talk about right now. What we need to talk about is the fact that the people that are coming across this border, that are being shuttled from their countries across to other countries sometimes, and across two other borders, to this border, there is no concern for these people's lives.
No.
There is no concern for their welfare.
They are being used.
They are being manipulated. Their children are suffering.
Yep.
Their children are being raped. Their children are being abused because of a program that is being instituted by both sides.
Yeah.
Not just the country with the immigrants, but the country that's saying we don't want those immigrants. Right?
Yeah.
This is not about the harm is not to the border. It is to the people on both sides.
Yeah.
Both sides.
And the thing about it is, if America is such a terrible place, like they always like to try to say, then why is the majority of the world trying to get here? And if this place is this bad, then why couldn't we try to uplift their place so that they wouldn't even want to, leave their home? Why would they want to leave their culture if they had the same opportunities? And so we could expand opportunities across the board, so to speak. But that's not how they're playing this deal out. They want to crash the entire system, that whole order out of chaos craziness. They think that if they can crash the entire system, have to rewrite the entire Constitution so now you don't have people that can actually fight back against government or corporate entities that get way out of control. It's George Orwell's 1984. You go look at that, and the system that is you got the worst type of slavery now. You can't even think something. They're going to get you for a pre-crime or whatever just because they thought you were going to do something. Or they run an algorithm and it said that because of the things that you might have said in the past that you might be a future criminal, so, you got to go to jail. Think about that. That's nuts. But this is what these people actually believe. That's what these people up at the top, the ones that say that the world is overpopulated. They think that, we need to bring the population down to a certain number. And when you talk about that, there's conspiracy theories that go back that they call conspiracy theories. They always say that. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Government don't want to kill you. Hey, okay, let's leave the government out of it. Maybe it ain't the government, but maybe it's some doggone people that have infiltrated the government, that have crazy ideologies, that are sitting there stealing from people under bogus science like climate change, and basically using everything under the sun in order to send us and our children to wars, and then turning around after they try to shove the patriotism into our face, suppress our speech, suppress our rights, tell us that we can't own firearms, we can't defend ourselves against said tyrannical government systems. So
it's all one big psyop.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Everything is all part of one singular determined road or path, agenda. Everything that is happening in our world today, no matter where you're at, no matter what part of the system you're having to deal with, everything that is being done to us, by us, is to take us to the next level.
Yep.
We are all being, if you've got an opinion, a political opinion, you're being manipulated. If you don't have a political opinion and you're standing on the outside and you're saying you guys need to calm down, you're still being manipulated. We're all still being manipulated because we are investing our time and effort into things that will not change, that are being done deliberately. The only way that we make change in this reality that we find ourselves in is to stop and turn away and walk away. You cannot fix what is not broken, and the system is not broken. It never was. It was built to be the way it is. It will not change. It will continue onward. More control, more detrimental effects on the people. We were never meant to have a voice that mattered. Look at your governments and tell me, how well has your voice worked in the past?
Yeah,
where did it work?
There's solutions. There's solutions available for all these different supposed problems in the world, but a guy like me can't get a message to a senator or congressman or the president or anybody who has the power to try to help that process, to use that solution. We've been shouting at all four points of the compass. We got solutions for every doggone problem you could imagine, and yet you can't get them implemented. And the people that are supposedly the social justice warriors of the world, they sit there and complain about all these problems, but yet when you bring a solution to the table, where's their backup? Their backup is going back to mainstream science again. You know, they can sit there and quote like a mockingbird all these reasons why we got to save the planet because we're doomed in 12 years, and according to some people, it's 10 now, but it doesn't matter. The fact is that they don't want these solutions fixed. They don't want these problems, the so-called fossil fuels or, energy crisis, or we got to become sustainable. It's all a lie. Every last bit of it is a lie.
Yes. When you look at who had the biggest input on the environment, and you realize that the laws, the regulations, the deregulations, the government laws, the subsidiaries to the corporate entities, the money given, federal monies given to universities who put those into projects sponsored by these corporate entities. And you see that corporate and government and university are working in unison and calling you and me the bad guys because we're utilizing what they're putting out because that's all we have.
Yeah.
Because we've been regulated and restricted to where we can only use this.
Yeah.
We can only do that, that is sanctioned by the government, the corporate, or the university. So we have to look at it and see it for what it is, that it's all a game, people. It's all a game. And we are simply running amok in this game, yelling and screaming and waving our banners and making no difference whatsoever. We never will. We cannot make a system bend to our will, because that system was designed to bend you to its will, and it's already done that. You're already there. We're all already there. The only way we make the change, the only way we stop, is to stop. and that requires a sacrifice greater than anybody is willing to make. So where do we go from here?
People around the world have been putting millions of dollars into the United Nations Climate Change Fund. Now, if it was actually going to be used for a solution to resolve what they said is a problem, which in reality is actually not, but nonetheless, if it's actually going to be used for a positive purpose, $50 million would get a lot done. You know, I'm into alternative research. You know what I could do with $50 million? I give you actual working prototypes to prove everything I've been saying all along. You have it right there in your hand. You'll have something to show for what you got, for what you paid for. What have they succeeded in doing in all these years with all that money that basically came from the taxpayer's pocket? You know, that's the whole deal. And when you got an idea of how to solve a certain problem, and you try to reach out to those in power to listen to you, they're not available. The President of the United States is never available. You call him up on the White House number. If you think I'm joking, try it. Go call the White House and ask to talk to the President. Tell them we got solutions. They're not going to talk. They're going to let you talk to him. No. But, you know, it's...
That is comical.
Yeah.
I'm serious to think that even calling up your... You know, they've had people in mass go up to the steps of Congress and be totally ignored. Chemtrails in the sky. No, there's no such thing as chemtrails. Yeah, there are. No, there's not. We have no programs that allow chemtrails. There's no chemtrailing going on. That's just a conspiracy theory. And on the steps, you're looking up above the halls of Congress with lines in the sky.
Yeah.
So there's your answer.
World Bank Group announces $200 billion over 5 years for climate action. All right, what are they spending the $200 billion on for climate action? What are they spending it on?
They're paying the climate to be nice, to play nice.
Yeah, Mother Nature...
If you give the climate enough money, she says, if you pay the climate enough money, and it's a big climate because it's worldwide, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's got all different climates. So you got to get those guys together, those different climates, to talking to each other so that they can figure out what they're going to do with the money. But they can't get the different climates together because they're always adverse to one another. You know, one yeah. half is always in the spring and the other's always in the winter, you know?
Yeah.
So they can't get them together.
But like Uncle Sam, Mother Nature now has a gold tooth with a diamond in the center of it and a whole lot of bling, you know, rings and chains and all that. Because that $200 billion can buy you up some good stuff, right?
Indeed. You know, they're driving Ferraris.
Yeah.
You know.
Mother Nature's cruising around in a Bugatti, man. Shoot.
Are you hearing the thunder and the rain?
Oh yeah, it just don't stop. But you know, see this: for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. That's what science says. And if you spray crud in the air and you cause water to drop on one side and not on the other, somebody's getting a drought right now, right? And we're just constantly getting bombarded with rain. We've had flooding all over Missouri down here, and you know, probably you guys down here in Kansas as well. But yeah. It's just ridiculous. I have never seen the weather constantly raining. I mean, you know...
Well, if people weren't concentrating so much on the politics of the day and were doing some really good digging on our actual solar system and our relation to the sun, they might kind of figure out where the climate change is coming from. But nobody's doing that. But there is science behind that is being proven out right now.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but the doggone... See, the things like there was a document put out by the military that said owning the weather by 2025. People thought that was a conspiracy. Yeah. And they were actually talking about weaponizing weather. And there was actually supposedly treaties, according to this so-called conspiracy theory, that you wouldn't use the weather modification on anybody but your own people. You know, you could only test it on your own on your own yard. But you know doggone good and well that, that if they're going to have that kind of power, that power is going to be used to whatever extent necessary to constantly keep continuity of government for whichever government decides that they want to hold this thing, right? They're gonna play by the rules. They've never played by the rules. Heck, as far
as... Look at it this way, though, Shaziz. If you know that there's going to be a drastic change to climate and there's nothing you can do about it, what would prevent you from doing whatever you wanted and to perhaps try to keep the public from learning the truth? Because if the public did, perhaps they'd start thinking, wow, you know, this politics ain't worth a crap. It's not the most important thing in my backyard right now. Maybe I should be looking toward solutions to what is not going to change and that nobody can change. And I know that a lot of people are, you know, they're like, oh, that's woo-woo stuff. If you haven't done the research, please do the research. It's out there. The truth is out there. Look at some of my videos that I've put up. There are changes coming that have nothing to do with the government, but they know what's coming. And they know that after everything is said and done, that no matter what, we're going to be under their thumb. But there are changes coming that we can't change, that no amount of weather manipulation can change. And what they're doing now has nothing to do with climate change. It has everything to do with mitigation and with harming the environment and the people to make us get to a point to where we have to rely on government to exist. But I'm just saying, I know that what I just said, people are like, oh, come on, Patty, now you done stepped off the freaking cliff. But seriously, I have done a lot of research on this, and it is well worth investing a little bit of your time
Back in Vietnam, they sprayed some crud on the plant to defoliate the plant so that people wouldn't be able to hide in the bushes. They also sprayed silver iodide to try to seed the clouds so that it would rain and make the trails all sloppy so nobody could drive their jeeps and equipment through there. Make it really hard to get around, and you ain't got no place to hide. Yep. That's where the whole deal about Agent Orange came in, because the stuff that they sprayed on the plants made people sick. And it wasn't until years and years later, people always was under the impression that, oh, these folks complaining about Agent Orange, there wasn't no such thing. And then I found out later on down the line that it had to do with when they sprayed all that crud to kill off the plants right over the top of the soldiers. And they breathe this stuff in, and it's just like all the herbicides that you hear now, the pesticides, Roundup, Seven Dust, and all these different things that turn around. It says right on the doggone box it's poison, for Pete's sake. Now, how's this going to be beneficial for anybody? You know, all these different things that they used to call conspiracy theories that have came out with documentation and declassified paperwork that had proven that it was the truth, you know, and it just drives me insane that more people just don't get it. They don't get it. The government hasn't got your best interest at heart. If they did, they'd stop doing what they're doing. But it ain't the actual government itself per se that's the problem. It's the fact that any organization, don't matter what it is, whether it be a church or a club or a group, if people want to destroy that particular group or control that particular group, guess what they do? They get their people into office. They get their people into the seats of the councils. They get their people into wherever they can have some sort of say over what's going on. And even all the way back to the founding of the Constitution in the United States of America, even back then, when they thought the war was over, the war hadn't gotten over. It just changed the tactics. It wasn't, we weren't going to be out on the battlefield shooting each other anymore. However, there were going to be people from the crown in the seats of power no matter what. They weren't going to allow these countries to be free. They weren't going to allow them to be separated from the crown. Now, you might be under the illusion that you were, because that's the way it was set up. Oh, look, we got a constitution. We got all these things that the government can't do to us, and so on. But tell me, have we ever truly got away from that? I don't think so.
Well, we should learn the lesson, you know, that we ourselves have employed. You know, your child, you want him to do something, but he's not going to do it. He's fighting against it. I'll give you a cookie if you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that changes everything.
Yeah. But, you know, this country has had a silent war going on since its founding that most folks aren't even privy to.
Every country.
Yeah. It hasn't stopped. You think that when the founding fathers were sitting there in the doggone deal signing up the paperwork that there weren't some that were secretly loyal to the crown? Yeah, well, you'd be fooling yourself if you did. If you go look into the conspiracy of the Masonic organization, there were judges, there were doctors, police, people on the jury. And there were certain trials that probably shouldn't have went over the way that they did, but because it was, a wink and a nod and a handshake behind or under the table, then, you know, the agenda got fulfilled. And so it ain't stopped. And we've been battling against that. You know, Alex Jones calls it an information war. And a lot of people laughed and scoffed when Alex Jones got kicked off of the social media platform, but that should have been everybody's first red flag. It doesn't matter whether you hate Alex Jones or not, but if he can get kicked off there with as many followers as that he had, then you ain't nobody. You know, you get kicked off
now, you see,
just as easy.
That's going to get you banned, Ziz.
Oh, sure it will.
You can't say stuff like that.
What's the truth?
You can't say, you can't point out the truth to people that if they keep this up, that it's going to come and sit on their doorstep one day. You can't say that.
Well, that's the way.
You can't let the cat out of the bag.
Well, that's, as far as I'm concerned, I done shredded the bag so the cat can't get back in. But that's the whole deal. You know, people thought, laughed, and mocked, and ridiculed. See, the funny thing about, you know, internet or radio, if I don't like what somebody's saying, I just turn the channel and go listen to something that somebody I agree with. I mean, it's really ridiculously easy to listen to somebody who agrees with everything you say. I would rather not have somebody who agrees with everything I say listening unless they're willing to hold me accountable for whatever I say that they disagree with and have a friendly discussion about it. You know, respectful, look, I don't agree with that. I don't think that that's right. And I'm like, well, okay, well, where's your points at so we can sort it out. We get to the truth. That's the whole purpose, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, Angeling in the chat just said something. He says, your body is your constitution.
Well, I agree.
A thought is a thought. It ain't on the periodic table, but all other matter is. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Look,
I have to agree.
When I talk about the Constitution, I know there's a lot of people out there that really don't think much about that, but if you read it, your inalienable rights were not by that piece of paper, and that's what they stated on it to begin with. That you have God-given rights. That you was born. You have a right as a person to, you know, certain things. And that was just a piece of paper to put in front of the people that we supposedly have as representatives to say, these are the lines that you will not cross. Now, it had to be passed down from generation to generation so that future governments and future generations would understand that those were the lines that they shall not cross. And they want to get rid of that.
Here's the thing, is that, okay, they came here from another country because they didn't have the rights.
That's right.
Respected, right? So they came to this country and they established for themselves their own rights of protection on their rights. So yeah. If you can say, I have this right and I'm not playing with you no more, what did we need a piece of paper telling us that the government would take care of our rights for us? I mean, it makes no sense because we're the ones who, or the people that the founders were there saying, you have no right, before they wrote that piece of paper, and they stood up and they stood in their rights, right?
Yeah.
So then they pick a piece of paper up and they write on it and say, we're going to protect your rights. But they didn't need protecting. All we had to do was stand up, and that's all we have to do today, and say, look, you got no right to put your laws on me. I follow a higher law.
Yeah.
I follow a greater law. You have no right to tell me what to think, how to think, where to think, when to think, or why to think.
That's right.
You know? Well, don't have to have that piece of paper.
That document wasn't for our benefit. That document was for the benefit of those who would be so-called leaders, that they knew that those were what we would or would not accept. And yeah. And so, you know, while that document...
Here's your cookie, come on.
Yeah, while that document is not necessary for our true freedom and our true rights, because we can stand up, and that's what that paper says, that if you cross these lines, we will, and we have our own authority to stand up to fight off tyranny. That's just to show the government, look, this is your rules and regulations. If you're going to be out there as representatives of all these countries or all these states or whatever, then this is what you have to follow. This is why they're supposed to swear an oath to that Constitution to say that they'll discharge their duties properly and loyally and so on. And the majority of what you hear going on right now is contrary to what they're violating their oath, straight up.
Well, it was built to violate the oath. When you take control, when you sit in a position of power, and your sole reason for being there is to control, then that's what you do. You control. There's no end to the control. The control is there to control, and it will always seek more control. The problem is not with the government. The problem is our adherence to government and our willingness to turn over our lives to be controlled. You know, I've said it before, you know, and because there's not a better word or a better definition, I'm a voluntarist or an anarchist. Because I am of a persuasion that there has been no government ever created that has not been created to control. And as long as something wishes to control me, then I am not free.
Well, the cons,
and if I do something wrong, if I err against the law, then I should be accountable to that law. But the way we create law today is a monetary law that takes from us and does not give back. It requires from us, but we cannot require from it. It restricts us, but we cannot restrict it. If we don't have a voice and we are to succumb to the laws of a control system, then we have given up willingly our rights that we were born with. And I don't agree to that. No. I never will agree to that. Yeah. And the fact that we are forced to, because if you don't comply you will pay the price.
Oh, yeah.
You will lose your liberty. You will lose your voice. You will lose your freedom. You will lose your livelihood. You know?
Well, if all people were honest, alright, if all people were honest, there wouldn't be no need for writing down treaties or anything like that. There wouldn't be no need for, you know, a constitution like that. If everybody knew, you know, there were certain, you know, golden rules. Don't do no harm. Don't kill people. You know, if you do.
But there are.
Yeah,
see,
I know.
To me, that's circle logic, Shaziz, because what we're saying is that we have a law that's greater than any laws created by man that takes care of every issue that we would ever have. But, we're going to let an entity take control of that law and vamp it to their way of doing things. Ergo, we have to give up our rights to demand be treated in that law. That there is no law that is on the books that is more complete and succinct than the laws given to us by the Creator.
No, I agree.
Those laws cover everything. There is nothing left out. It is full accountability of self, full responsibility to self. And in that type of law, it itself will prevent the widespread crime and everything, because when there is a direct consequence to your life, you can't get a lawyer to plead deal for you. You can't get a lawyer to and pay enough money to get out of something. If you do harm, you will have to recompense.
Yeah.
If you kill someone, then you will go to jail. No ifs, ands, no buts. You did wrong, you pay the price. You are responsible. You damage someone's house, you are responsible. You know, it's opposite now. Because the way the system is set up now, you don't have to be responsible. You just have to have enough money. If you got enough money, you can do whatever the heck you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
But if you don't have money, then you're under the thumb. That law isn't worth a darn. It doesn't work for us. It's not equal, you know? And it's because it's a man-made law. Because we stepped away and we decided there's degrees of laws that can be implemented. And there's ways to argue a law. If you have enough money to pay, you can get out of whatever you do. And that's what happens. That's what's happening now. You know? Just saying.
So, with all that said, when it comes down to how we fight against this deal, some folks are under the impression that there ain't no way we can do anything about it, you know? I'm not one of those folks, because I always believe that we have a choice in, you know, a way that we could actually, you know, fight against this whole deal. First off, is not to allow anyone to be silenced, flat out. You know, and when these companies or organizations decide that they're going to censor people because they don't like what they said or whatever, or somebody's going to come out there and get violent because they disagree with what you say or whatever, they all need to be held accountable. You know, if anybody needs to be protested, it's the mainstream media. People should be out on the doggone mainstream media lawn with their signs that say that, you know, we're tired of you lying to us. So either stop lying or we're going to stop buying from every single one of your advertisers until you go completely broke. You know?
What we should be able to do is say, each and every individual on this planet, I don't agree with your law. I'm going to step out of your system.
Yep.
We should be able to do that.
Well,
we should be able to say that I don't want to invest in this. I don't want, you know, I don't want to adhere to this because it does not pertain to me. If I want to grow vegetables in my front yard, I'm going to grow vegetables in my front yard because I'm the one who paid. I'm the one who put the blood, sweat, and tears into doing what I do, you know.
The problem is that they've had so many years to twist this system around the lives of everybody. So, you know, everything from the Social Security number to your driver's license to marriage license, birth certificates. They've had so many years to twist everything around, and the people are so... It's like being inside the briar patch, you know. There's like thorns in every direction. And so when you want to get out of that system, unless you understand a bunch of things, there are certain things that you're not going to be able to partake in anymore once you decide to leave that system. You know, the benefits of actually being inside there. And a lot of people don't have what it takes in order to want to sacrifice that much of a convenience, because, you know, having the police to protect you or whatever like that, which nine times out of ten is a joke anyway, because you call the law for help, they'll come out and arrest you. There's been many circumstances like that, but they've had much time to do this.
Look at the way that, okay, you have the right to defend yourself, right?
Yeah.
If someone comes to cause you harm, you have the right to defend yourself against that. So what law do we need other than that?
No.
If you come to harm me, I'm going to stop you, and I'm going to stop you with whatever force is necessary to keep you from harming me.
Yeah.
That's a good law.
A lot of people don't realize that even though you have a right to, keep and bear arms, that if you shoot somebody in defense of your own family, you go to jail. That's it.
But that's not right.
No, it ain't right.
If I see someone harming a child, I should have the right to stop that harm from happening.
Yeah.
But the government and its laws says no. If you step in, you become the problem.
Yeah.
If you try to stop it, you become the problem. But if we go through the motions and we pay the money to the court systems, then that is legal. And the person who perpetrated that crime against that child gets the lawyer, pays them, and gets off.
So what?
Where is the justice?
Where's your remedy? Are you supposed to stand idly by while some burglar breaks in your house and harms your family and not defend your family? And then whenever the burglar finally gets caught by the law, man, then he's held accountable. But meanwhile, you lost your family unnecessarily because you weren't able to exercise your rights to protect those that you love for fear that you were going to be imprisoned. See, that's where the whole system's all twisted. And that... And all the indoctrination throughout all the years is why people are really having a hard time trying to figure out. You know, there used to be this thing called free man on the land, all right? And there were people that were talking about how to get out of the system. And there were people that were talking about learning what the words were in court and what types of courts and stuff like that. But every single time those individuals, if you go out and watch tons and tons of videos, every time they try to exercise those rights, the law enforcement would laugh at them. The judges would laugh at them.
It didn't work well for them, did it?
No. And so instead of other people saying, wait a second, you know, I'm going to stand up for this guy. He doesn't want to be part of the system. He shouldn't have to be part of the system. You know? But they don't. Because of what the lawman said, they're laughing at him. They're laughing right along with the lawman. Yeah, this guy's stupid. He thinks he's a free man. He thinks he's above the law. He's not what he's saying, that he's above the law. He's saying that he's got certain rights and that he don't want to participate in what you're doing. It's against those certain rights. You know? So, you know, actually, you're not supposed to have a driver's license to travel. A driver's license is supposed to be for commercial. If you're not driving commercially, if you're not charging money to somebody, if you're not making money on this thing and collecting taxes and all that, and it's just you're going from point A to point B, you shouldn't have to have a license to bring your personal property from one place to the next and travel in it. But 90% of all the law enforcement officers out there aren't even aware that that's even a thing. So they, you know, will take you to jail. And they're protected under the deal that they didn't mean to violate your rights or anything. You know, I'm trying to remember the name of the actual phrase, but it has to do with if you were working under good intentions, honorable intentions, thinking you're doing your job, then you can't be prosecuted for it. You see what I'm saying?
Well, they have to be able to prove harm. Isn't that what it's all about? Laws are supposed to be enacted to keep the people from harm. So if I have not harmed you, if what I do in my personal life has not harmed you, what right do you have to tell me I cannot do what I'm doing?
Yep.
If I am creating no harm to you, then you have no right to tell me.
Well, I get that. I get that. But the problem is, if it's as hard to get out of the system as it is right now, if they're able to implement this new system that we've been talking about, it may be physically impossible. Most folks won't even know they even had a choice to get out. You know?
That's right.
I was given a birth certificate. I didn't want a birth certificate. I didn't know what a birth certificate was. I was given a title to my car. I paid for my car. I thought I owned my car, but I guess apparently I don't own my car. You know, I bought my property. Once I paid for it, I thought I owned my property, but I'm still having to pay taxes to the state or whatever, to the city, or whatever jurisdiction I'm supposedly in. I still have to pay taxes on the thing. And if I don't pay those taxes, they will turn around and steal my property. They'll sell it to somebody else on the doggone courtroom steps, and then turn around and send a armed revenue generator from the state to basically force me physically off of my land and possibly into prison if I don't comply. So, how in the heck is that freedom? You see what I mean?
Right.
Well, this is what's crazy about it.
What about the civil forfeiture laws that were enacted?
Yeah.
Where you could be pulled over for an infraction that wasn't harming anyone, that had nothing to do with anyone, and they could take your car and your home because of it.
Yeah.
And you could go to jail, and you had no rights to recompense. This is the way the control system works. It works through fear. If you don't comply,
that's
if
right.
If you don't do what I say you need to do, then you will pay, regardless of whether you were right or wrong, whether you did harm or not. You will pay. You know, this is coercion by force.
Well,
this
is. Thing.
Yeah.
That's why something as simple as censorship is a big deal. All right. If you're gonna, it's like that one deal. If you give them an inch, they'll take a mile or whatever. That's the truth. If you're willing to basically silence yourself and allow other people to be silenced, then you ain't got no way to speak out against the things that we've just discussed. So all that system has more control over you, because whenever you're not satisfied, when the balance of power is unequal, when the checks and balances between the executive, legislative, and the judicial branches of government are so far out of balance and out of whack, that you can't even have no voice to say to the government, look, you're not going to violate my rights. You're violating the Constitution to a law officer will get you laughed at. They took an oath.
Yeah.
They sit there and took an oath to say that they would uphold the Constitution, but if you mention the Constitution to a law enforcement officer, they'll laugh in your face. Oh, he's another one of those. Really? And they get the rest of the people out there, the average Joes, to agree. Go watch some videos out there and pay attention to the comment section when somebody is telling the lawman that their rights are violated, and these people are basically being enablers for a corrupt agency that has run amok across what they swore an oath to uphold. They're not doing their job. And they don't realize that they're supposedly servants of the people. They work for the people. Yet, you can't do things like exercise your rights. You can't get out there and videotape in public without, you know, somebody trying to give you a rash or maybe try to throw you in jail or violate your rights. You can't open carry. you can't do a lot of things. I think I lost you there, Patty, did you? Let me see if I can get you back. So anyway, when it comes down to the little things, censorship, it becomes the big things. Because once you allow them to take the one, you know, how many rights is, I guess, they're all supposed to be natural rights. I think Patty lost her internet connection, so we'll have to try to get her back here in a little bit. But I know this is all, sometimes it sounds redundant. Sometimes it sounds like we're preaching to the choir. But we can't stand idly by and allow people's voices to be silenced. Especially given the fact that from all of our different nations that there have been many that sacrificed for, you know, what little freedoms we have been able to hang on to. They're, you know, able to threaten you physically and criminally, whether you want to go in the military or not. In some places, it's mandatory that you serve in the military. And, you know, when you do that, under guise of penalty, if you don't, that's not freedom. It's forcing you to go to war for something that you may or may not agree with. But nonetheless, a lot of our soldiers, whether they'd been drafted or volunteered in, had sacrificed for all these different nations in order so that you could say the things that you want to say without having to worry about the government throwing you in jail or somebody shutting you up. You didn't have to worry about somebody's violence. But yet, the way that this thing is going down right now, the way that they're trying to implement their agenda is contrary to everything that we hold sacred. I do believe we have personal rights. I do believe that we have God-given rights, our Creator, or, you know, whatever, natural rights. And natural law should overrule any kind of man-made law. You know, do no harm. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. You know what I'm talking about. Each and every one of you listening. You can't allow these people to do what it is that they're doing. They're trying to sit there and make you feel bad for having your own beliefs and things. Trying to discourage you from believing in the Creator. Look, if you don't want to believe that there's a higher power, that's it's your life, it's your body. You belong to you. You don't belong to anybody else. But if I got a difference of opinion from you, you don't have to believe it. You don't even have to respect it. But be respectful that I ain't you. I'm not you. You're not me. We don't always agree on things. But somebody said something about, you know, I don't agree on what you have to say, but I'll fight with everything I got to defend your right to say so. That's freedom. Look, you're going to be a jerk if you want to be a jerk. That's you. But, you know, you start shutting one of them up, and then you shut them all up. Eventually, when the system gets out of control, you don't have a voice. And we got to preserve that voice. Somehow, some way, we got to preserve that voice. And the only way that I can see to preserve that voice is to basically defend one another, to stand up for one another. Even if you don't agree with Alex Jones, stand up for the man. Because if it's him and his large platform that gets sunk, then it's also going to be you and your little platform that's going to get sunk. If you ain't willing to stand up for those you disagree with, then you can't expect that they're going to stand up for you either. And this system has basically, it's got so far out of hand, so twisted. There's a lot of individuals that believe that there is absolutely no way that we can fix it. It's too messed up. I don't believe that. I believe that as long as we have a voice, as long as we have each other, as long as we have access to technology such as what we're using right now, then we have the capabilities to talk to one another and to gather. There are some places where you are basically breaking the law if you gather more than so many people into an area without a permit. You don't need a permit to peacefully assemble anywhere. Yet there are people that think that they know the law that will arrest you for trying to do so, or herd you into what they like to call free speech zones. You're allowed by law to talk over here, but you're not allowed by law to talk over here. That's not right. You should be able to talk anywhere, even if it's right there on the front steps of the White House. You should be able to talk anywhere. But you're not. And it's blatantly obvious. You can talk over there because you're not going to disturb nobody, because the people over here that you want to hear the message ain't going to be able to hear you anyway down there. So as long as you're in that little corral, you're all right. You can talk. As long as you agree with everything that we say and you don't disagree with climate change, then you're not a criminal. It's just, it should be common sense. But some of the folks out there that are fighting for what they believe justice is, I don't think they're necessarily going to be happy when they finally see the end results, if they actually get what it is that they're looking for, that they're thinking they want. I don't think they're going to be too happy, because I don't think it's going to I don't think it's going to fare so well on their side. So anyway, I'm going to see if I can get Patty back on here. I don't know, she must have lost her internet connection, or maybe her phone died on her. Nothing yet. Alright, well, she comes back online, we'll grab her back up in there. But anyway, this should be a given. But all the folks that have ever sacrificed anything, you know, in order to be in service of their nations, to be in service of one another, they should be respected. You know, even if you disagree with the reason why they had gone to war or whatever, or they maybe they were fooled into believing they were being patriots, they still put everything on the line in order so that some idiot could wipe his bottom with the flag or say some really filthy things. There are laws against violence on people. And when you see violence being perpetrated and people not being held accountable, then you can see that there's something wrong. And when you got leaders out there calling for violence against people, and they're supposed to be there as a a non-biased mediator between parties to decide on what the laws are going to be or not. those representatives, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches of government here in the United States, they have separations of powers. But it's starting to look like it's all blending in, that the criminal entities that have infiltrated all these government organizations, including all the alphabet soups, FBIs and CIAs, are furthering agendas that aren't in the interest of the people, that aren't, compliant with what the Constitution said, the oath of office that they swore to uphold. And so when it comes down to all those who sacrificed for that document that a lot of people despise, that's where the balance of power tips in the wrong direction, that now I get angered. And specifically because I came from a long line of people who served their country in the military, law enforcement, and other agencies that believed in freedom. And I get it. I know there's a better way, a better world. Government isn't the answer. We the people have been the answer. That's why on that particular document that I keep quoting, it's in big bold print at the very tip top, "We the people." Of the people, by the people, for the people. Those leaderships and representation out there are supposed to be the servants of the people. When they're not doing their job anymore. And when corporations are able to lobby them, bribe them, or censor you and me from any dissent or try to keep us from having a remedy, you know, with our government. If you silence the voices, if you take away the only means of defense, then there ain't no way to get it all back. Once those rights are gone, they're gone. You know, folks in Australia, folks in other nations out there, they don't have the same rights that we do over here in the United States. And they should. They should have just as strong of rights. They should have just as strong of constitution. But the most thing, they should be able to stand up for each other against tyranny in all forms and fashions. This deal we're supposed to defend our nation against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. We've got a whole lot of domestic problems going on in our government these days, and you can see it. You can watch the lies and propaganda. And it's frustrating as all get out, because when you see that certain people are able to commit crimes that other people would have already been under the jail for, it gets frustrating. But I believe it's all intentional. I believe that they allow a lot of different things to go on. I believe that they allow these riots the way that they do, and that they allow guys like George Soros to fund different groups to go in and destabilize nations, because that's the ultimate plan, is to destabilize your nation, my nation. Throw us all in their mix. Let us weed each other out. Let us hurt and kill one another. Let us depopulate the planet for the system that is the corrupt beast that we're fighting against. If they can turn us against one another, then they have full control. If they can control our food, if they can control our water, if they can control our education, and if they can control the message, then what do we have left? We got to somehow come together. Even if we disagree on certain things, we got to somehow come together. Here on the Knights of the Round Table and People for People Radio Network and other affiliated networks, we all agree to disagree in a respectful manner, and we all agree that the message is more important than the ego or whatever. And so that's why we do what it is that we do here. And we got to continue to do this. We got to continue to have these chat rooms, these talks with one another. We got to continue to have this communication with one another across international boundaries as for as long as possible, because the alternative, when it all falls apart and you no longer have a voice, is people are going to get angry. And once the battle begins, you just have to ride it out. I don't ever want to see that battle happen. Maybe in some instance we're already in the middle of World War III and we don't even realize it. Maybe we're already into World War IV or V for that matter. Who knows? But there is definitely an information war going on. There's definitely people that do not want you to be able to speak out against things that you disagree with. They're going to call you everything under the sun to get you to be discouraged from speaking out, so that you don't feel the shame of your fellow brothers and sisters. And your fellow brothers and sisters should not buy into it. They should not be shaming you for what you believe in. They should understand that if you aren't allowed to believe what you want to believe, if you're not allowed to speak what you want to speak, then it's only a matter of time before the shoe is on the other foot and they can't speak up. It's amazing. There's this video out there called The Dots. It's a little bitty tiny group of dots controlling all the people of the world. And the people that say, well, we outnumber them, why don't we go in and do something? Oh, well, they got the guns, they got the power, their authority, and all this. Well, what? That's why at the end of the show I always play that Bug's Life, because what that grasshopper says to the other grasshoppers, he said, those ants outnumber us 100 to 1, and the moment that they realize that, our way of life is over. You don't have nobody bringing you food anymore. You don't have nobody being your servant. And when the people realize that they outnumber these elitists in the world, and I'm not advocating a violent overthrow of anything, I'm just saying if you don't agree with it, don't support it. If you don't agree with things that big companies like maybe Walmart or any of the other groups out there, companies, Target, it doesn't matter, any of them. If you don't agree with what they're doing, don't support them. If you don't agree with what the government's doing, don't support them. And if you are going to get into the voting deal, then at least know the truth about the candidates that you're voting for. And help to inform those out there who don't know the truth. It's an epic battle that we're going through right now. A lot of people, including myself, believe that it's a spiritual battle that we're going through right now. Against the person, against the people, against us all as a family. We've got to come together somehow, some way, and continue to be together in order to fight against something that's coming down the line that when it's put in place, I don't think there's going to be any possibility of us getting anywhere near back to what little freedom we believe we have right now. I don't believe there's any way that we're going to be able to fix it when it gets past that point. You know, you'll think about civil wars and you'll think about rebels and every nation you hear it. These are rebels. These are folks that are trying to overthrow their government. You know, well, maybe their government is tyrannical. Maybe you need to know the truth before you start, protecting any side, for that matter. Maybe you need to know that truth. As if you don't, you might just very well be supporting the wrong side. Go out there and watch that video series, Jericho. I keep talking about that thing. Go out there and watch that. Watch it from start to finish. Watch every single episode and see what occurred in that deal. if it doesn't ring true to you of a possibility of what's being perpetrated on we the people right now, I don't know what to say. Because the same people who supposedly came in there to the rescue were the ones that were the guilty party to begin with that started the entire conflict. These folks up there at the top have been at the top for some believe thousands of years. And They only remain at the top because they're able to suppress information. They're able to control who knows what. They're able to control history. They're able to control the education system. And once they get control of your water and your food and your medicine and the way that you're able to speak or things that you can do, then they have it all. We're not in the prison yet, as far as I can tell. You know, Alex Jones has a website called prisonplanet.com, and I was always thinking about that. That's a pretty pretty profound statement that we all live in a prison, in some sort of impenetrable dome or system that surrounds the earth that you can't get out. Maybe we can't travel to other deals. And it just blows my doors off. And we've all sat around for years wondering where we came from, where we're going, and so on down the line, and arguing over who's right and who's wrong about something as ridiculous as what shape the world is, instead of what shape the world is in. And we've been fighting to be free all these years, when all along we had the power to free ourselves. We had the power to free our minds. You have to want the person next to you to be free in order to allow yourself to be free as well, if you're going to be true to justice. They have to be able to speak their point of view. You don't have to agree with it, but you have to defend their right to be free. If ain't nobody doing nothing wrong to you, if there's nobody hurting anybody, I think that's what they call natural law. But if we're going to live in this system that we're in right now, and allow it to gradually pick apart every little bit of freedom that we got, putting more red tape and more hurdles in front of us, the more they take, the less you have. And there may come a time when you ain't got nothing at all. And there's a saying out there, you never know what you got until it's gone. When it comes down to the Second Amendment, I understand that there's people out there that don't think that everybody and his brother should have a gun. There's certain people out there that are crazy. There's certain people out there that shouldn't be able to say whatever the heck they want, because if they say whatever they want, it could be offensive. But you got to think really hard about that right. Either one of them. Whether it be the freedom to talk, which comes with responsibility, or whether it be the freedom to defend yourself, which comes with responsibility. It plainly said, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That was for a reason. Because who gets to determine whether or not you are safe enough to defend your own family and your own personal, your own life and your own property? Who gets to decide that? Who gets to decide what you say or what you don't say? That's why those rights are so important. That's why they're probably the two most spoke about here in the United States. Because the rest of them out there, while they're all important, well, when the one's gone, then they all go as well. Eventually somebody's going to get mad at tyranny again. Rebel groups will form, and you'll have a repeat of history, and we as a society will take another step backwards. I'm tired of the wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famine, pestilence, and all the negativity that this world has to lay on our backs. If we can't come together and change all this, then there ain't no hope for the future of humanity. If we the people can't use the numbers, if we can't use all the wisdom and all the information that we've gathered and all this technology that we have access while we're standing at this crossroad right here, right now, then our future generations have a bleak existence ahead of them. If we can't continue to do what it is that we do here, if the day comes that this radio network and People for People and all the other affiliated networks, those who rebroadcast, those who share the links, if we're silenced and nobody else is out there saying, you get one side of the story. You get one side of history. You get one side of truth. And it ain't going to be you to tell it. That's what we got to look forward to. I don't know what more to say than that hasn't already been said. You know, I have friends of mine that tell me I'm too religious on my show, that I'm too political, that I should do and say things that more people are going to want to hear. Well, they say I'm standing on a soapbox, that I'm always on a rant. I was told that there were troubles in this world, so I stepped forward. Hey, let me help. Let me fix this with you guys. And so when I see them, I got to say them. I got to point it out when I see something wrong and I see a solution available, and the hypocrisy of what's going on is not getting the job done. So if I got to stand on my so-called soapbox and reach out to my brothers and sisters of the world and say, look, we got ways that we can fix this, but it requires one thing. We have to come together to do it. And I have to continuously repeat that message ad nauseum in order to try to finally get through that wall that is the indoctrination of what the public education system and the governments of the world and military industrial complexes and even the media entertainment industry. They've got us all in running around in all different directions fighting and arguing about ridiculousness. If they want the world to be fixed, then why are we not fixing the world? If they want clean, renewable, alternative energy, why aren't they using it? We've got every single piece of the puzzle necessary to resolve every single issue under the sun. And we're not using it. We're not doing what we could be doing to resolve all these issues, the wars, the rumors of wars, and plagues, and famines, and pestilence, and so on. We have overabundance of resources available to us. We have the numbers. They say that there's anywhere from 8 to 9 billion people on the planet, some of which are starving to death, others of which are in war-torn zones, and we can't come together and resolve it. That we put all this power in the hands of government entities and expect them to one day come around to our way of thinking and do what is right. The waste and abuse and fraud and the craziness that goes on, the criminal entities that have infiltrated every single aspect of what possibly could have been good in our society. And we, the people, fail to use our biggest strength to defend each other from this craziness. We, the people, are the true power if we ever decide to be that sleeping giant that decides to get up. You can spend their money all day long, but it's the way that you spend their money is going to determine how they react. You want them to lower the gas prices? Stop buying their gas for a while. You want them to lower your food prices? Stop buying food from the one that's charging you the most. They're out there having a battle amongst each other, all these corporations, because they want to be at the top. They're out there lobbying the Senate and the Congress for whatever they want to be sold on the market or not. Whether it be medicines that are beneficial or medicines that aren't beneficial. They still want to sell them. You can use the power of your voice, you can use the power of your dollar, you can use the power of your pen, the power of your actions. You have more power than you could possibly imagine if you only choose to use it. And if you do that, you'll see results. If y'all come together, you'll see results. Seems that they say the squeakiest wheel gets the grease, and that's why all these different people go out there and lobby, and they yell and raise a ruckus. Gary has a question, I think. He says, here's a question for the masses. How many listeners right now believe they would pass a state-ordered psychiatric evaluation? Reason for asking, if we believe that everything in life is totally opposite from what it is, what it should be, we theoretically should all fail that test. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. We should all fail that test. Because everything's upside down. And if we don't agree with what the system said, that's exactly what. They'll say we're crazy. They've been saying we're crazy. They cost tenfold hat wearing conspiracy nutcases. They say that it's not possible. I took science and their laws of physics, and I found solutions for the so-called energy crisis, which never even existed. And I turned their science upside down using their science and got mocked and ridiculed in so many different directions by people who believe the book so much that it to them is a religion. They will quote that book and the laws of physics as if they were written in stone, and there would be no future advancements or discoveries that maybe could rewrite the any of the so-called equations of past theoretical physics or whatever. And they didn't like that because it questioned their belief. Nobody likes it when you question their belief. But if you're not willing to listen to the other side, if you can allow idly to stand by while somebody can suppress the person standing next to you from standing up for what they believe in, who's going to stand up for you? That's the question. We would all be deemed to be crazy under that. Right there. Gary's brilliant. That's an awesome question. We would all be deemed to be crazy. Every last one of us. Because we believe in things that we research. We know that what they said was conspiracy turned out to be fact. And even after it's proven to not be a conspiracy anymore, you'll still get those who will scoff at you. I mean, if you don't believe in chemtrails, look up into the sky. Does that really look natural to you? If you don't believe that geoengineering is possible, then go out there and look it up on the internet and see, are there companies out there that advertise that they do this? And if so, if they're advertising that they're doing this, but they don't really do that, how do they stay in business? Is this just a government psyop to put these companies out there to make it look like they're really doing this in order to get you fearful that they're spraying crud in the sky? Or are there actual companies out there that quite literally advertise that they can spray stuff in the air and cause it to rain within a 180 mile radius of wherever they spray the stuff? And if NASA can fire up a hydrogen engine that they claim that's going to be going to Mars or whatever, and it produces a massive rain cloud that somebody downstream is going to get rained on, if that technology, you can watch the video and see that it actually does exactly what the conspiracy said. Yeah, it does. They got a rain machine right there. But are you crazy for seeing it? Is it another psychological operation of the government with CGI and, you know, fake video to try to convince you that there's something terrible in the world? Are there really starving children on the other side of the world, or is it more propaganda? Are there really people being abused around the world, or is it more propaganda? The only way that we could know this would be through the information that we were able to share and gather with each other. And if the control of that information isn't in our hands, we wouldn't know what the truth was if it stood on our face. This is why this information war is so incredibly important. And if there are problems in this world, as proposed to us by the governments and the people and the mainstream industry and the entertainment industry and alternative media, so on down the line, wherever this information's come from, if there's truly these problems in the world and we truly have information on how to resolve these problems, how is it going to get enacted if we can't even speak to our representatives because they're not available? The only way it gets done is when we gather together and we make it so. We don't need the governments. We don't need the permission. If there's a baby in this world starving, we need to feed it. If there's somebody homeless, we need to help shelter them. That's the only way it's ever going to get done. Because the track record of the elite stinks. The track record of the elite, you can see by their example, we've been brought into wars, we've been lied to, stolen from, propagandized, indoctrinated, and even turned against one another. To the extent where a brother and a sister won't talk to each other because they both had a difference of opinion or a political view or religious ideology. And the resolution to that is what? That we never lose control of the ability to communicate and share information. So these companies like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and even governments, liberal or conservative organizations alike, it doesn't matter whether it's the mainstream media or the alternative media, if they're out there trying to silence your voice, then they're trying to silence mine. And we need to stand together. It's that simple. I don't know what else to say. I wish Patty was here, but apparently she lost her signal there. I don't know what else to say, folks. We're all going to be deemed to be crazy. We're all going to be deemed to be infidels. We're all going to be deemed to be domestic terrorists. We're either going to be an ism or an ist. And this system expects us to thank the system for the benefits of being enslaved. Oh, thank you, sir. May I have some more? Really? I ain't thankful for being imprisoned. I ain't thankful for being lied to. I ain't thankful for being abused. I ain't thankful for being stolen from. So why would I be thankful for you to have the same done to you? These social justice warriors out there got to get their act together. Because they're basically feeding the same beast that's going to turn around and eat them as well. While they're shutting you down on Facebook, gonna come a day, it's gonna come right back on them. Look, I know there's a lot of jerks out there. There's a lot of radio networks I won't even listen to because of the foul-mouthed heathenism that goes on a regular basis, constantly talking bad about people and effing this and F that and talking about calling women female dogs and worse. They degrade each other. They degrade women. They degrade everything. And that was all because they speak from anger. They can't talk from their heart. The only thing that they know is frustration. So they had to get their point across by just cursing worse than a sailor. The system loves that person. The entire beast loves it. As you feed the darkness, the more anger you can spew out of your mouth, the madder that you're going to get somebody else. But if you start learning how to use that power that's in your heart and speak from love and wisdom and truth, that's where your true power is. Because that's a voice that the system can't silence. They might want to shut us down, but every time they try, we come back with the vengeance and the network gets larger. But don't think that the war is over. Alex Jones got kicked off. A lot of folks thought that was a good thing. They thought he was playing opposition. He was part of the game. But he had a huge platform, and he hasn't completely gone away. He's still got a website out there. What we got here might not seem like a very big deal to you, but I also believe the power of that spoken word, that ripple that you just send out there into the pond when you're spreading peace, hope, and love, and, you know, ideas and solutions and so on, that those ripples are making their way through. They might be able to plug the leak over there, and they might be able to plug it over there, but they can't plug it in every single direction. And so these podcasts that go out there forever immortalized in digital cyberspace, see, if you know anything about computers and servers, there's a copy of 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 a copy and so on down the line of every single thing that jumps on this internet. And sooner or later, the right ear is going to hear what's being said, as well as the wrong ear is going to hear what's being said. But the repercussion is either A, somebody is awakened from what's going on and starts to stand up for their brothers and sisters, or the system hears your words and tries to silence your voice. That's a lot. Well, folks, I don't think Patty's going to make it back today. She's a wonderful lady with a lot of brilliance. Very loving heart, very loving soul. And I'm sure that at this end of the Knights of the Round Table, she probably has some words of wisdom to share. And now I know she'll be back. But we're getting close down to the end of the show down here. And I don't know what to add to anything that we've said here today. The title said, Information War, Know Your Place and Shut Your Face. Ain't that what we're being told? Ain't that what's going on? I want to fix this world. And I'm smart enough to realize that I can't do it without you. Not advocating any violent overthrow of anything. I'm advocating that you take all your talents and all your skills and all that is you, and you bring them together with your brothers and sisters, and you show your true glory to your Creator and your family. And you do the best that you can with what you got to work with. And we can fix it all. The alternative is just to let the status quo remain. Let things play out just the way that they're going to play out. And just call it a day. Live out the rest of our lives and hope for the best for the future generations. If you're not willing to stand up and defend the helpless, then you're going to turn every single thing that is decent over to a control system that's not even remotely, but is completely dark. We're always told about doomsday. We're always told how rotten we are. We're always told how terrible our countries are. We're always trying to be, they're always trying to shame us into complying with words and tricks. And they will get you to shame your brother, and they'll get you to shame your sister. Use every dirty trick under the sun, including trying to control your food, your medicine, your freedoms, to further an agenda. There's only one way to fix it. And that's why we got to stand up. And if we don't stand up, then when it gets completely bad, and there's no other alternative, and every single person, American, or from any other nation, when our backs are against the wall, and they're taking our families down the road, there's only one path from that point on. And that's the one I fear. We have the power to be really loving. But when things go completely awry, we have a power to be the dark side as well. And humanity can quite literally destroy itself. Peace and love to every single one of you. I'm hoping and praying for the best. If this message didn't offend you, and it inspired you, pass it on. If it did offend you, I apologize. And just leave it be. We got to come together, folks. Peace and love. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table.
Was that man that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh.
One hand.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food.
It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay? What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great
one. Woman! Man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you. We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're off to bed in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Terrible. Always looking to serve the terrible and the knights of the round table.